GDPR is pan-European legislation that harmonizes data protection across all the member states. It basically says this: if I've given you my data, I should be able to access it, retrieve it, change it, or transfer it whenever I want. Our partners and clients look to us for guidance for data protection. Data is any information about EU citizens. It can be name, address, email address, employment record, medical record, credit history, criminal record, anything to do with staff, customers, account holders, suppliers. It affects everyone from large multinationals to small corner shops with one employee. The first change is around accountability. Any action around the contact record, opting in, opting out, adding a new contact, bouncing, they're all logged and timestamped. The how, where and when of any of these actions will be recorded where applicable. List management tools will enable users to clean up their contact lists and remove dormant contacts, like contacts who haven't opened an email for 6 months or have been sent 10 emails but haven't opened any of them. Sign-up forms will have to have an explicit opt-in checkbox the contact will have to tick to prove that they opted in of their own accord. We will also have a mechanism to reinforce permission, to give contacts the ability to say, yes, I still want to receive emails from this company. This will almost certainly result in a reduction of active contacts for that company. But the positive side of that is that these contacts will be contacts who want to receive content from you. Surveys will also be affected. When someone fills in a survey, they're essentially providing personal data. We'll have to inform the survey respondent that we're recording their data, tell them what it's going to be used for, and give them the option of discarding the response if they want. No member state will be subject to more or less legislation than any other. Even countries outside the EU that deal with EU data will be affected by GDPR. If data is leaked, hacked, stolen or abused, it gives citizens a mechanism to get court orders and seek compensation where applicable. It also changes the way an organisation has to approach privacy. Consent has to be transparent. You can't have walls of text or pre-ticked checkboxes. GDPR comes into force in May 2018 and Brexit happens in March 2019, so there's a 10-month window where GDPR will have an impact in the UK. A new data protection bill in the UK will transpose GDPR into UK law post-Brexit. Citizens of the EU will have 8 basic rights under GDPR. The right to be informed what you're going to use their data for. The right of access is the ability to access their own data. The right to rectification, having their own data corrected. The right to be forgotten. The right to restrict processing, to block or suppress the use of personal data. The right to data portability, transferring personal data across different services. The right to object to direct marketing or processing for scientific, historical research or statistics. And rights in relation to automated decision making, decisions taken without any human interaction. The maximum fine is €20 million or 4% of global turnover, whichever is greater. In reality, the fines are serious, but it's not an all or nothing situation. The fines will be proportional. The maximum fine will only be levied in extreme cases. The severity of the fines can be determined by a number of factors: the nature, duration, or gravity of the infringement, whether it was intentional or due to negligence, how quick did the company react to the problem, were there any prior infringements, and what type of data was involved. Leaks of financial data or medical history were more severe than other types of data leaks. SensorPro have been around for more than 15 years now. Our core business is marketing automation. We have a messaging module with email and SMS, and we have a survey module. One of our key strengths is that we can be deployed on-premise or in the cloud. We have an extensive API. We've built lasting partnerships with companies like Epicor, Selligent, Salesforce, and Epsilon. GDPR is a massive step forward for data protection in the EU. It will strengthen digital marketing across the continent and beyond. With the tools and processes provided by SensorPro, our clients will be doing healthy, active and compliant digital marketing for years to come. Ensure your sign-up forms have proof of subscription and you can readily provide it. SensorPro's data is hosted in the EU. If your data processor or controller is outside the EU, they must be GDPR compliant. Penalties for non-compliance may apply to you both. When collecting survey data, ensure your vendor has the capability to anonymize data.